What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is The Chris Weir Experience. And today, we are on episode number 30 of The Daily Weirdo. And today, I want you to please just shut up. You know, I have a hate-love-hate relationship with sales, and I've said that before. I hate asking people for things, but I love helping people find what they need, and then I hate collecting the money from people once we do find what they need. It's the hate-love-hate. I can't stand it. I've always hated it. But you know what's funny is I've always been kind of classified as a good salesman, which I completely disagree with. Because again, I'm good and I only enjoy one of those three fundamental requirements. You have to, one, get the meeting to be able to actually talk to somebody. Two, you've got to actually hold the meeting and talk to them. And then three, you got to ask for the business and you got to close the deal. I only like one of those. I like the middle piece. I like the strategy side of it. I hate trying to get to the table, you know, the sales call or the cold call. But I love being at the table. I love the strategy. I love talking marketing because I just love marketing so much. But then I hate asking for the contract or the money at the end. So listen, today's topic is not coming from a place of me having any kind of intellectual authority or any kind of even ability above anyone else because I don't like sales. But it's something that we have to do. It's something that I've had to force myself to do throughout my career. So I'm coming from a place of experience because I've done it a lot, but not authority or not ability because I'm not trying to label myself as some great salesperson. But what I have found in sales to be the most successful, and I've watched it in employees that I've had doing the sales myself, is so many salespeople talk too much. If we would just go to the sales table and shut up and just let the client talk, more times than not, they'll tell you what they want. They're going to lay out for you what their needs are if you would just listen. You know, there's that old adage that you've got to guide the sales call. You've got to kind of lead the client or the prospect where you want the sales conversation to go. I said it before too, but that's not really applicable anymore. Today, clients and prospects are much smarter than they've ever been. That's true in B2C and it's true in B2B as well. They have so much more information available to them prior to us ever showing up to hold a conversation with them. So for us to sit here and try to claim that we can lead a conversation or that we even need to lead a conversation in a certain way is more times than not, not necessarily realistic and not necessarily the case. Just remember, as we're sitting there talking, you know, again, you don't do as much talking. Do a lot of asking questions, allow them to talk. Let them lay out for you what their needs are so that you can put together a good proposal. Just remember, the transaction is not about you. So there's no reason that you should be doing the most of the talking, right? It's not about you. It's about what we can do for that prospect or for that client or what you can do for that prospect or client. So in order for us to figure that out, we've got to let them do that talking. So please just shut up on your sales calls and just let the client talk. I'll see you on the next Daily Weirdo.